If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
All right, dude. Fuck you, Dad. Here we are. Back at it, baby.
Podcasting right now kind of feels like Will Smith and I Am Legend when he got on the radio and he's like, "Are there any survivors out there? Is there anybody out there alive?"
Pretty much is a ham radio, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and to be honest, Will Smith and I Am Legend probably had more people listening to him in that apocalypse than we do right now.
We did.
he was probably getting better downloads at the end of the world. But yeah, it's getting weird. Like,
and
I feel like, for me,
even he had, like, a loyal companion. We just have each other.
I know.
That dog, you know? I'll just have each other where it's like, "Well, listen, man, I got to do this other podcast. They have, you know, 200 listeners." So,
yeah.
I got to jump ship.
Dude, do you also feel like, because you ever like quit your job and the first night it's like awesome, you're like, "Yeah, I don't have to wake up for anything tomorrow, I can do whatever I want," and then the next couple days you're like, "Oh fuck, this is just a countdown to homelessness." I feel like I'm in that part of the quarantine where first it's like, "Oh, this is kind of quirky, I'm staying inside, I can watch whatever I want." Now I'm like, are we all gonna die? You know? I've reached the point where I was like, I'd like to go to the store without fearing for my life, you know?
No, this is like a mushroom trip. You start off, you're all giggly and happy, and you're like, "This is fun." And then 4 hours later, you're like, "Wait, what is time?"
Yeah, and you're just
staring out the window like,
"I want it to be over."
Yeah, I want to go back to normal. Yeah.
Right.
This isn't fun anymore.
Like, going to the grocery store to get stuff feels like going behind enemy lines to, like, save Private Ryan. You know, it feels like a Black Ops operation to go get Cheez-Its. Like, your family literally gives you, like, a salute. You say your last words, you know? You have, like, a photo of your family, like, in the car while you're driving there to remember what you're doing this for.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Mia, I'm quarantined in with my girlfriend right now, and we're getting, like anybody would, kind of annoyed with each other, but we're having fun with it.
That's good.
We take turns.
Now, can you just I just asked it, can she just come in real quick and just say that she's okay? Can she just come in? Can you just send me a photo of her holding today's newspaper? Because you're like, "Yeah, we got a little annoyed, but we're having fun with it." And
I'll have her do
somewhere.
That.
Yeah, I imagine that. I hope she's still alive.
Oh, actually, I'll set up a video. I'll set up a video Al-Qaeda style. Just, she'll read a note to all of her friends and family that she's okay.
Jesus. I mean, yeah.
Nick's given me several boxes of Cheez-Its to eat.
Yeah. It's really, because it's two extremes. Either you're not seeing whoever you're dating at all, and you're like in a long, like me, or you're seeing them all the time. And I honestly don't know which is worse. Because it's like, "Oh, I miss you." You can either be like, "I miss you, I wish I was there." Or it's like, I never want to see you again. You're like, I will go outside. I hope I get coronavirus just so I get some goddamn time to myself, okay? I want to be in the hospital bed doing what I want, being able to chew as loud as I want to, goddamn it. You know?
Yeah, they let you choose the channel in the hospital.
Where are you going? I'm going outside to lick some poles because I'm tired of this shit. I'll take my chances. I'm not scared of death. I'm already living in hell. I'm living in hell.
We got our own spaces, and we take our own pillow screaming breaks where we'll just fucking yell in a pillow next to each other.
Holy shit. That is, you're losing your fucking mind.
Yeah, we'll finish
you
an episode of The Sopranos.
How's your relationships going? Well, we have our own mental breakdown quarters. We just feel that it's best if we all have private quarters to literally, you know, have our psyche fall to pieces.
Yeah, you just do a quick scream and you feel better.
I mean, listen, I've been saying that for years, since that's why I'm constantly screaming.
Yeah.
But I'm very aware of letting the emotions out. Yeah, I mean, there is something nice to, like, not have it. Because I know if I was with my girlfriend, there'd be a little bit like, "Well, you should eat this, and you should do this, and you should try this." And I would just I would probably just hang myself with the podcast cord that I'm talking to right now. You know? I mean, there's a little bit of, like, I've totally reverted, because I'm at my mom's house, and I'm basically back to where I was in middle school, emotionally, physically, just everything.
Yeah, just totally regressed. Financially.
Yeah, oh, yeah, everything. Like, and it's just to the point where I do my little useless computer job, and then I don't have, like, a meal schedule. I just walk into the kitchen probably every 15 minutes, eat something, stare into the abyss, return back to kitchen. That's just, you know?
No, my sleep schedule has just been like, I sleep like 2 to 3 hours after every meal. Jeez. Every time I eat something, I'll just take a nap. Which
I mean, it's kind of glorious. We sound like we're like 90 years old right now. A little bit. Like, you know.
I sometimes see my grandkids, but it's on the small TV screen that I carry with me.
Really, no, I did my. What are you saying?
I cut my own hair. I went full Britney.
I did see that, and I gotta be honest. It looked a little sadder than the current death toll. So I was like, "What is happening to Nick?" Wait, so was there any thought, or did you just grab a razor, go to the bathroom? And you didn't have the courage to...
No, there was a lot of pain and agony in the decision, because I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Because everywhere is closed, but I'm like, my head... I felt like Pedro in Napoleon Dynamite when he's just like, yeah. I'm so fucking hot, dude. All my fucking hair, I got to get rid of it. And so, and I
was
only have a razor with no...
Pillow scream, or was this after the pillow scream?
It was...
Like, if you screamed into a pillow, do you think you would have shaved your head?
No, dude, I tried everything. I tried screaming into the pillow... I just put ice packs on my head to just
okay,
try to
so
like
you might want to take a stroll outside. Is what you're saying. you might want to go just walk around the block real quick. Maybe,
no, outside everyone was making fun of my hair outside inside their heads. I could hear their thoughts.
Okay, there we go. We've gone full circle.
Yeah.
You've lost your... I mean, Nick, you were probably one of the most indoorsy, if we could put it that way, of all my friends. I thought you'd be kind of prepared for the bunker life a little bit.
I mean, it's not about being inside. I'm fine about being inside. It's just about the nothingness of like what I do, because every day is just melding together. So then it's like nothing fucking is anything. I've totally lost concept of time. I don't remember the last time we recorded. No idea what we talked about. I don't even feel like that was a week ago. That feels like almost a month ago since we last talked to each other.
So and what I'm saying is, isn't that awesome? No more worries, dude. What day is it? Who cares? Stop with the time and the meaning in your life. Like, these are all blah 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 blah. Drink a beer, do whatever. It's who cares? Embrace the darkness, you know?
Society's done.
Let's chill. Come on.
They do know how to
keep us subdued. You've been depressed for
years.
This was training. You were prepping, you know? Same here. I'm like a numbness ninja, dude. It's like, you just give me time in the house, social media, beer, Netflix. I started watching Westworld. I'm fucking...
Oh, that's a hell of a show.
Oh, you're goddamn right it is. Yeah. That'd be great if I literally was watching it right now. I was just podcasting to the side while watching Westworld. But, yeah, I mean, it is just embrace the darkness, dude. Me and you, we were emotionally ready to do nothing more than anybody else, I think I know. Some people, they want to go outside, they want to do this. And it's like, yeah, sometimes the fear of our society crumbling, that'll get to you for a good...
You know what I
minutes.
Think it is, honestly, is I miss making fun of the people who would do that stuff. Like, I don't want to go mountain biking, but I miss... watching someone on Instagram eat shit on a mountain bike, and I go, yeah, fuck you, that's what you get. That's what you get for trying to do stuff. I miss the whole hustle and bustle. I miss sports people giving a shit about sports, and I can be like, you're a fucking loser. Who gives a shit about fucking sports? But none of it's happening anymore.
Right. Now you're rap battling on Instagram.
Now I'm rap battling on Instagram poorly.
The last resort of the disenfranchised white youth, the Instagram rap battle.
Yeah, if you're listening and you want to go watch me rap battle one of my friends,
It was pretty funny. It was pretty good.
It's on my Instagram. It did receive a couple of instant messages back, which I'm pretty proud of.
Okay, and all of them were, are you okay? Do we need to call somebody?
A couple of them were like, you know, this is only one step away from bad slam poetry.
Is your father just asking you to change your name? You're like, if you're going to do this out in public, I can't be associated with you anymore.
That's true. My dad asked me about the fucking stimulus check.
Oh, because do you owe him some money, right?
I owed him a little bit of money, but
anytime you inhale in when someone asks you a question, that's an automatic yes. Anytime you have to pause and you're like, that was a deep inhale. That was like at least a couple grand inhale, dude.
Anytime someone's like, do you owe that person money? And you go, yeah, I owe him a little bit of money.
It says it all.
Every second adds another zero after the decimal.
Because he knows you have a lump of cash. He's like, how'd that $1,200 go? You're probably going to be like, I didn't get it yet. Federal government's inefficient.
You know, rent.
Is that what you said?
But, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I was like, while smoking the joint I bought with the fucking check, I was like, yeah, man, I had to ditch that to rent. It's really fucked with the government.
Yeah,
you're doing.
Like, times are tough. You're like sitting on a leather couch with a new bubbler, and you're like, man, you had to make real hard choices these days, you know?
I got geeked out because I was high, and I read this article about how the government's tracking the stimulus spending, and I was like, oh, shit.
Everything's tracking the everything. That's what's kind of annoying about some of these protests where they're like, well, the federal government's going to have so much more power after this. It's like, dude, on the way to this protest, you opened your phone, you went to Google Maps, and Google Maps like, hey, can you just give me your location? And you're like, yeah, totally. That was it. That was the takeover. That's what it did. They don't need to put microchips in you. You're holding the microchip in your hand. You take photos of yourself. You check in at places you go. You say how you're feeling all the time. You like things, and you say, would you like to show more of this? And you're like, yes. You log into your bank account. They got it. It's done. They won. It wasn't a war. It was a fucking...
You
want
to talk shit about the government? Here, use this phone. It's the best thing to talk shit about us with.
Is TikTok great? Let's not pay attention to the fact that China made it. Is there anything dubious there? Probably. You know? I mean, it's... That's the thing. We embrace the darkness. It's already gone. It's done. They have whatever you want. And tomorrow they could just be like, hey, if you say this, we'll throw you in a cage. And half of you, you wouldn't even look up from your phones. That's the thing. If half of us were being thrown in a FIFA camp, no one would even look up from their phone. They would be watching TikTok while their neighbor was shot at gunpoint. That's America. You don't need to be threatened to do anything.
No, that's true. And I feel like, oh my god, yeah, the phones would just lead us, like something would just pop, if something just popped up on your phone that was like, hey, to continue service, go to this address, and then you would just, there's just like a huge line outside of a door, and you're like, oh damn, Apple must be fucking with some update, and they just wait in line, and then all of a sudden you're with like all of your town just in a building fucking working on a... I smoked pot before this.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be working in a factory, man. All the phones, they're going to lead us to be factory workers. I don't fucking know.
Best case scenario, we got 30 million people unemployed. That'd be kind of great. Let us
That's
jobs.
True, actually.
That would be pretty
awesome.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of like a best case scenario if we could get some solid union jobs out of the phone. But yeah, I mean, that's the privacy stuff. People always pick very convenient times to give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, I think Edward Snowden, like, 10 years ago, it's like, hey, you know, they're all listening to you. And then they were like, well, you're a fucking commie terrorist. And then now they're like, I can't get a haircut? The federal government must be disbanded. And you're like, all right, so you need to really pick your time strategically.
Honestly, for me, that is the worst news, is for all of this, when they were like, yeah, the government shutdown is going to continue, coronavirus, the bodies are stacking up, and I'm like, I have to give myself a haircut. I'm probably going to have to give myself another haircut. This is probably going to be two haircuts amount of time of me being alone. I don't know if I can take that.
Yeah, but you know, you realize there's like some people in the world like lived through a civil war, most Americans. You're saying you can't handle... two more inches of hair on your head? If you can't handle two more inches of hair on your head, should you really be allowed to do anything? That's just a genuine... Should you have a driver's license? Like, what?
Oh, World Jesus. War II? You flew a plane over a fucking city with guns in it? Okay. I cannot... If I cut my hair again and put a picture on my Instagram, my whole career's done.
What career? Everything's done.
Instagram is now my career. Yeah. Social media is now everyone's career. So,
Same here, buddy.
That's everyone should be getting real good. I should be seeing some fire tweets. All I see is trash on there right now. And it's like, this is all we have to do is make memes now.
You have literally all the time in the world, and you still are just putting garbage up. So,
do you have any fun dad quips?
Fun dad quote. Well, you know what's kind of funny about all the protest things is that even my schizophrenic father is like, I think that's a bit of an overreaction.
You know? That's how you know.
That's even my dad, who has several times in life been deemed, too unfit for society and had to go into a special building, is like, hey, these guys should calm down. Maybe take a chill pill. I can loan you a couple chill pills. Should take a seat. It's interesting. I just mentioned the NSA. I remember the day the NSA news came out in our house, because that was like a big day. That was probably Christmas. That was like my dad's largest day, because it was a real moment where I was like, "Fuck, was my dad right?" Like, there was an actual moment where I was like, "Was he right the entire time?" It's hard to be like, "Dad, no one's after you, the government," and then on the news it's like, and then several files where they're listening to every American, and I was like half expecting. Like a photo of my dad, and it's like, David Adamczyk uncovered all of this.
yeah.
There was a scheme tying all the way back to the Kroger where he worked. He says he worked relentlessly to solve the mystery despite these two ungrateful bastards always calling and asking where he was.
So it's just a picture of you on the local news, just...
Yeah, yeah.
Local kid tries to stifle, like, groundbreaking... government conspiracy.
Yeah. And my dad's just on a talk show. He's like, I mean, the annoying, the pestering about child support payments really took its toll. But in the end, I got down, I did some reporting. We found it out. I mean, yeah.
I gave up being a father for the people of this country.
I mean, I was almost pissed at the news. I was like, no, don't give him the largest amount of ammo that I've ever seen. Don't validate this. I wanted to call CNN. I was like, you don't understand what you're doing, dude. You're really ruining my fucking day with this shit.
Well, I actually had something crazy. I had someone message me on the Fuck You Dad Twitter account about a time that they were a teammate with me. And I do actually recall this story when he brought it up. But he was a teammate with me when we were playing youth soccer. And my coach, there was a head coach and assistant coach. My dad was the assistant coach. And he would just kind of, like, show up, whatever. He basically did it because he was British. Like, the head coach was like, hey, you're British. Do you want to, like, help me with this? And at first my dad was like, hell bloody no. And my mom was like, no, you need to be there. It's good for...
Your mom
Nick
was
wants
just like, you need to be somewhere that's not with me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go scream at someone else.
Now that I look back at it, that's probably what it was. Because I was always wondering why... Because my mom was always like, Nick wants you there. And then in my head, I'm like, no, I fucking don't, dude.
She was just like, your mom was just like, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Someone else deal with this, please.
You do a couple hours. I'll sign your card.
Yeah, I mean, that was just trading shifts is what it was. Well, I think it could be productive for you to scream at a bunch of children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't do a lot of screaming at other kids, but he made sure that
just you?
It was mainly just me. Other kids would fuck up and he'd be like, well, you know, they're naturally not very good at football. but my boy, he's got the blood for it. Go on, lad. But he would coach at one practice. He eventually, so the head coach like couldn't be there this practice, so my dad was running practice. And it was like a like kind of a rainy day, so there was a bunch of mud, and my dad just like ate shit in front of the whole team. He was demonstrating how to like properly shoot or something, and he took a step in this mud and just full on like, you know when someone like cartoon falls, like you could almost hear the sound effect of like whoop and then just like splat on their back, and he just lets out like a because he can't not fucking curse.
Right. I mean that. Yeah.
So he just goes, "Oh shit," you know, something like that. And he limps off. I'm pretty sure he canceled practice after that. It was all over. He was like, "Listen, I got dirt on me. I slipped. I was embarrassed in front of everybody. I'm fucking calling it. It's over." And the next week, we got an email that was like signed off by all the parents, and it was like, "We are requesting that Charlie take a step down from assistant coaching because of his foul language in the practice."
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So one of my teammates like tattled on my dad for swearing.
Oh, so one of your teammates snitched because your dad almost fell and like broke his neck and had like a human reaction to that?
Yeah. For 1 second, my dad's anger was actually justified.
Right, that was like probably the only time in this podcast I was like, well, yeah, he fell straight on his back. What was he supposed to do? Just go, golly gosh, and roll off.
The funniest part of this was my dad's reaction, because he wasn't that mad that he didn't have to coach. He was pretty happy, but he was more, like, interested, and he was like, which one of these fucking kids snitched on me? And he was just like, going through each teammate, and he was like, Johnny fucking Collins, that fucking rat prick, I know it was him. He never liked me, and he shit at football. And then at all of the games, he just had this, like, scowl on his face, and it was just kind of awkward the rest of the season, you know?
Dude, the suburban whites are the scum of the earth. They really have nothing going on, so they kind of attach themselves to, like, various missions. Like,
it's House of Cards.
There's several moms that wake up every day, and they go, whose lawn is fucked up? They go, whose lawn is... Who can I harass? Whose lawn is fucked up? Whose kid is looking like they smoke weed? Whose parent seems like they're divorced? That's like all they have such an endless void.
Well, what happens is they watch their husband drive out of the driveway to have sex with some secretary somewhere, and they're like, all right, well, he's making my life miserable. Let's take to the internet and fuck somebody like, else's life up real quick.
You know, whatever kid told his parents that, and then he was like, oh, she's like, oh, I'm going to write an email, and I'm going to do that. And it's like just a surge. She felt a feeling for the first time in years when she was like, oh, I'm going to stop him.
If Hitler was alive today and wanted to start the Holocaust, it would start with him going, I'm going to write an email.
Yeah, I will write a strongly worded email. Yeah.
That's what Mein Kampf was, dude. It was the first Karen email to the world. It was like, hey, I really don't prefer
I don't feel like Karen emails are as anti-Semitic.
Maybe not anti-Semitic, but they're anti-fun.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
But that is just for cursing. I really thought of some crazy story where your dad, like, somehow just, like, shoved kids' faces in the mud and, like, beats. And it's like, no, he just fell on the ground. He, like, said shit. And then he was banned from a game.
That was the perplexing part. He never did anything like that. That would make this podcast actually probably really pop if my dad was some sort of abusive monster.
For the sake of the pod, you should have had a worse father or lie or something. I mean, you're just like, hey, he just fell on his back and he cursed and... You clearly lived in the middle of some sort of Mormon compound where that was unacceptable, where you should have fallen and then prayed immediately or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but...
Yeah, who the... I really, truly don't trust people that, don't curse. Like, if you fall on the ground and you're just like, oh, golly gosh, I was like, that's a serial killer. I'm like, somebody check that man's basement. There's some problems there.
You know? I'm just, who are you trying to save by doing that?
Who's this for? You know?
You ever run into somebody who, like, will only say, they like, I only say, like, shit. That's my one swear word that I get.
Yeah,
I used to know somebody like that.
Yeah, like in middle school or something, if you had religious parents, I gave it a pass.
Were you the first one to swear when you were a kid?
Dude, me and my brother were just, because my mom's deaf, and then my dad wasn't, like, around a lot. Like, even when he was in our lives, he just, like, worked. So we were here's a little tip for you.
Your mom was deaf, and he was deaf to you.
Yeah, he was Helen Keller in our lives. He was deaf and blind to our concerns and needs. So, I mean, he really, like, any time you have deaf parents, any kid who has deaf parents, they curse like motherfuckers just because you can't. Just because who's stopping you? Because we would watch The Simpsons and South Park at, like, absurd ages, and we were just like, I remember me and my brother actually got in trouble because we were hanging out with, like, kindergarten and first grade friends, and that's the way to be cool, dude, is just to walk up and be like, you motherfucking piece of shit, you're all a bunch of bastards, and then people are like, oh, this guy is the actual shit. This guy's the actual shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember, I mean,
he's probably got a fucking motorcycle.
Yeah, you're like, I bet he can run faster than all of us. This guy is crazy. And it's like, this is going to sound pretty fucked up, but another thing I used to do to impress my friends is, like, my mom was outside, I'd be like, hey, you bitch, like, at my mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
of course, the
other kids would just be like,
I would do that, and my mom's not even deaf.
and then the kids would just be like, oh, he is the chosen one. They'd be like, he has ascended from the heavens. He could curse his mother. Yeah. Like, do you have access to all the TV channels? I'm like, yes. And I know where you can find weird porn videos on the internet. Like, we were just complete bastards. I mean, so I started cursing at, like, a very early age. And then the only time it would stop is, like the time, like, a parent came over. And it was like, and your kids were cursing like sailors. And my dad was just, I can't describe how, like, unaffected my dad. Like, it was sort of like someone just saying, like, hey, we lost your newspaper. Like, he was just like, okay. Like, he was just like, yeah, is that it? They stabbed anybody? No? They said some words? He was just like, yeah, don't do that. It was just the extent.
I remember one time my dad, this was in high school when I was super into Call of Duty. As high school boys are, and my dad, I didn't hear him walk in the house, and I was gaming, and they weren't home, so I was being really loud and, like, yelling, and somebody killed me, and I yelled out, Barack Obama's ballsack, you suck Barack Obama's ballsack, or something like that, like, loud as shit, and then all of a sudden I heard, oi, and then, like, you know that feeling you get when you, like, it's that the chills or something in your stomach drops, you're like, oh, I fucked
up.
Yeah,
like when it's you're like, about to fall back on a chair, and it's like,
yeah,
that moment in your chest where you know you are doomed, you've made a mistake, and you will face those consequences now.
Yeah. And my dad wasn't mad that I was using that language, I guess. He was more mad that I was that, he was like, if you're going to be that passionate about something, have it be something that matters. Don't be screaming in my house about Call of Duty. Scream about, you know, an injustice or something. Get focused. Care about something.
Don't be passionate about being a loser, son. Okay? I should be screaming that my only son is wasting his childhood playing Call of Duty. You think you're screaming? I should be, tears should be calling from my eyes. This is prime time. You could be playing football, having a girlfriend, you're sitting in your room. God. Scream at yourself, goddammit.
He's not Barack Obama's ball sack. You are, lad. You are. I don't know. It's a crazy, crazy time we're living in. I had a dream about performing comedy.
Yeah, I mean, it just
wasn't even a good one. It wasn't a good one. I don't mean
bombing in your own dreams. In your own dreams, you're like, I gotta work on it. You're like, it's a new bit. Give it some time. And you're in a place where your wildest fantasies can take through, you're still actually getting bumped.
Still, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm just doing a guest spot, but hopefully next time I fall asleep, they're saying I could host, so.
No, the manager's not even there in my dreams. Manager's still not there.
Yeah. That's funny.
Actually, that is kind of the best feeling if you bomb in a room and then you're like,
and no one's there.
and no one's there. Yeah, they're like, oh, the booker wasn't even here tonight. And you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, you're off the hook. It really is. It's like finding out you committed a murder with no witnesses. You're like, oh, I'm okay. No one was there. Thank Jesus. God, it is. I do miss the outside world so much. It feels like 2 years ago. It feels like when I think of memories like that, that's just almost like a distant dream of like a life I used to have. You know, like it all comes flashing back.
It does, man. Well,
I was joking to somebody the other day because, you know, we're both in because we're like in our mid-20s. We're both in relationships, and it's at a point where either it'll fall apart or in like 3 to 4 years, they'll just go, do you want to get married? And you're like, I guess. You know? And you're like, I okay, I guess this is going to be the thing. And then, you know, with the way Corona's going, we stick to our mindless data entry jobs, and I'm having a cookout in my backyard, and
I don't know. My job is talking about, they were like, hey, they phrased it like this. Hey, good news. A lot of the duties you do are going to get shipped overseas. And I was like, okay.
They're like, hey, also good news. You don't have to log into the computer anymore. Also, you never have to talk to me again. Also, you're really going to take
good news.
This time to get into arts and crafts because you will have to sharpen a spear and start hunting squirrels. That is, hey. Nick, you know you wanted more time.
Yeah,
off
I was
for
like,
comedy?
I don't know
have
how
all the
dumb
time off you need.
Yeah.
Good news. You always. Yeah, you know all that money. How you're stressed out about where to spend it and everything. We're just giving it to dudes in Bangladesh now, so they're gonna take care of it.
You know what they say: mo money, mo problems. So, here's none.
God.
Try it with none. No, but you know I still got a job. I'm still cooking. It's just funny how they said that, because that literally is like telling a cancer patient, hey, good news, you're going to be dead soon. Hey guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDAD PODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.